Faith Builders. This is Pastor Bill Crane. When I was a child, it seemed like I could never get away with anything. My mom, it seemed, could always tell if I was up to some kind of mischief. After a while, I guess I decided it wasn't worth the grief and pretty much tried to behave myself. My mom, who had been a schoolteacher, already had eyes in the back of her head before she became a parent, so my brother and I didn't have much of a chance to break in a novice. Then, if that wasn't enough, there was my dad. You see, I think he was pretty much a Dennis the Menace type when he was growing up. So if anything got by Mom, it didn't get by Dad, because he probably had already tried it on his parents. Well, in the Bible, the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 24 and 25, John tells us that Jesus knows us inside and out. He knows if he can trust us or not. He doesn't need us to tell him about ourselves because he already knows us, although he would like for us to talk to him about ourselves. He does not need anyone to tell him about you because he already knows you inside and out. Well, does the fact that Jesus knows you intimately comfort or frighten you? Hopefully, you will realize what a comfort it is. In fact, even if you think you're hiding things from him, you aren't. That would scare you if you didn't remember that he loves you anyway. He knows your deepest, darkest secrets, and he still loves you. As one songwriter said, "The one who knows you best loves you most." That knowledge allows us to be upfront with God. Since he knows anyway, we don't need to hide anything from him. We can be open and honest with him and talk to him about those things that we're tempted to try to hide from him. When we open up, we find that our confession leads to his forgiveness, which becomes freedom from sin's guilt and bondage for us, all by God's grace. Then you can rejoice that there is nothing between your soul and the Savior. Well, take time today to enjoy the blessing of knowing you're hiding nothing and God still loves you deeply. Then decide to live so that Satan has nothing to tempt you to hide. Well, I encourage you to attend the church of your choice this coming Sunday. If you don't have a church home, I encourage you to find a Church of the Nazarene near you. To locate one, go to nazarene.org. That's nazarene.org. Faith Builders podcasts are brought to you as a ministry of Faith Church of the Nazarene in Jacksonville, North Carolina. To learn more about our church, visit us online at www.jaxnaz.org. That's JAXNAZ.ORG. Open your heart to Jesus and build your faith today.